Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 227. macOS Sonoma brings all new capabilities and features. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the sea level mountain community of Anchorage, Alaska, amongst the scenic backdrop of the majestic Chugach Mountains. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Today's podcast previews the new features coming to macOS Sonoma this fall and days from now for those enthusiasts who have signed up for the beta versions. macOS Sonoma brings all new features, and we will talk about these capabilities for elevating productivity and creativity, and wrap up the show with those features that optimize the gaming experience along with some quick improvements. We will start with more ways to personalize widgets and stunning new screensavers, significant updates to Safari and video conferencing, all making the Mac experience better coming soon. Let's go to the show. macOS Sonoma, the latest version of Apple's most advanced desktop operating system, bringing a rich set of features that elevate the Mac experience. Stunning screensavers and powerful widgets unlock an entirely new way to personalize. Users can now place widgets right on the desktop, interact with them with just a click, and through the magic of continuity, access the extensive ecosystem of iPhone widgets on their Mac. In macOS Sonoma, video conferencing also gets more engaging with great new features to help users present remotely, like Presenter Overlay, which places a presenter on top of the content being shared, and Reactions, which enables fun gesture-triggered video effects in cinematic quality. Significant updates come to Safari, taking the web experience to the next level. Profiles keep browsing separate between multiple topics or projects, and web apps provide faster access to favorite sites. And gaming gets even better with the introduction of Game Mode, exciting new titles, and a new game porting toolkit that makes it even easier for developers to bring more games to Mac. Longtime Apple frontman Craig Federighi, Apple's Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, said, quote, macOS is the heart of the Mac, and with Sonoma, we're making it even more delightful and productive to use. We think users are going to love macOS Sonoma and the new ways it enables them to personalize with widgets and stunning new screensavers, see new levels of gaming performance, and gain powerful productivity for video conferencing and browsing with Safari, he finished. Let's start delving into more about the features, starting with interactive widgets. Widgets are now even more powerful and personal on Mac. Users can place widgets right on the desktop and conveniently access the widget gallery to find the ones they know and love. Widgets blend seamlessly with the wallpaper while users work in apps, so they can stay focused on the task at hand. Through the magic of continuity, users can also enjoy the vast ecosystem of iPhone widgets on their Mac. And widgets become interactive, allowing users to check off reminders, play or pause media, access home controls, and perform various tasks from their Mac, all directly from the desktop. Next feature is video conferencing, one we have all grown to using more. But now we're using smarter video conferencing experiences. macOS Sonoma brings enhanced video conferencing features that enable users to present and share their work more effectively within any video conferencing app. Presenter Overlay, a new video effect, elevates a user's presence by displaying them on top of the content they are sharing. Additionally, Reactions allow users to share how they feel by seamlessly adding balloons, confetti, hearts, and more into the video, which can also be triggered with a hand gesture. The improved screen sharing picker simplifies the process of sharing apps during video calls. Users can simply click the green button in the top left corner of an app and choose to share it in the call, allowing for easy content sharing from their currently open windows. Next up is where we start our browsing experience, Safari. Here are the major updates to Safari. Safari introduces new features to enhance the browsing experience for Mac users. This brings a significant update to private browsing, which provides even greater protection during browsing both from trackers and from people who might have access to the user's device. Advanced tracking and fingerprinting protections in private browsing go even further to help prevent websites from tracking or identifying the users. Private browsing windows also lock when users are not using them, allowing them to keep tabs open even when they step away from their device. Additionally, profiles help users stay organized by offering a way to separate browsing between topics, while also keeping cookies, history, extensions, tab groups, and favorites separate. Users can sign into the same site with both work and personal accounts and quickly switch between them, ensuring a smooth browsing experience. Safari also enables the creation of web apps that behave like normal apps, putting users' favorite sites at their fingertips and providing a simplified toolbar for an app-like experience. There are now going to be even more stunning new screensavers like they weren't already. macOS Sonoma brings stunning screensavers featuring slow-motion videos of various locations worldwide, such as the sweeping skyline of Hong Kong, the sandstone buttes of Monument Valley in Arizona, and the rolling hills of Sonoma in Northern California. This rich graphical and photographic imagery enhances the Mac experience by shuffling through landscape, earth, underwater, or cityscape themes. The login experience is now repositioned at the bottom of the screen, making space for new screensavers, which seamlessly transition into the desktop. Let's now move into gaming. Games on Mac get even better. With the power of Apple Silicon, users experience incredible graphics experience on every Mac, and now tens of millions of Macs with Apple Silicon can run demanding games with great performance, long battery life, and breathtaking visuals. macOS Sonoma also introduces game mode, giving players an edge when performance is measured in precious milliseconds. Game mode delivers an optimized gaming experience with smoother and more consistent frame rates by ensuring games get the highest priority on their CPU and GPU. Game mode also makes gaming on Mac even more immersive, dramatically lowering audio latency with AirPods and significantly reducing input latency with popular game controllers like those for Xbox and PlayStation by doubling the Bluetooth sampling rate. Game mode works with any game, including all of those recent and upcoming Mac games. Let's finish with some additional macOS Sonoma updates, including streamlined PDFs. Enhanced PDF functionality allows for quick form filling with autofill and smart recipient recommendations. Next is inline PDFs in Notes. Notes now displays PDFs and document scans in full width, and with linked notes, users can quickly connect related notes like recipes or homework. Next up is the S-Lady. Users have the ability to simply say the S-Lady to activate and not precede it with the word hey. On deck is passwords. Users can now create a group to share a set of passwords. Everyone in a group can add and edit passwords to keep them up to date. And since sharing is through iCloud Keychain, it's end-to-end encrypted. Additionally, the one-time verification codes received in mail and now autofill in Safari, making it easy to securely log in without leaving the browser. Coming up is messages. Users can connect with those closest to them with an all-new stickers experience. Enhancements to features like search, reply, groups, and syncing with messages in iCloud. Next is reminders. intelligent grocery lists and reminders streamline weekly trips to the store. Additionally, users can organize lists into sections and arrange them horizontally using a new column view. And last is Keyboard. An all-new autocorrect makes corrections more accurate and easier to fix. Inline completions help users quickly finish sentences, while dictation brings accuracy improvements through next-level speech recognition. Let's close off with telling you when macOS Sonoma will be available. The beta of macOS Sonoma for customers will be available in July at beta.apple.com. The public release of the full app will be available as a free software update this fall. You can find the link for more information at our webpage located at macminutes.blubrry.com. I have put screenshots of what we have talked about today at the website. And finally, in closing, stories from Apple journalists are speculating on a September Apple event are now surfacing. Mac Minutes Podcast will cover those which may be interesting and those that may have some credibility. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net, and we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. As I said, Mac Minutes is available on social media, including Twitter and Facebook, and offer a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes Podcaster Group available on Facebook for free. You can provide input, take part in discussion about special events, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what other knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about that's informative. Thanks again for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast, which is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, and Spotify. We'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes Podcast for more Apple news. The Mac Minutes Podcast wishes those listeners in the United States a happy Independence Day. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week.